Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back, hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup with Kevin Kelly from West Coast Marine, Parker Boats, Yamaha Outboards, having a great time talking some fishing. And I guess Ricky's not going to be here for long. This is a Sitka weekend.
Yeah,
right?
Buddy.
Kingfisher Charters weekend.
We are so pumped up. Yeah. We're leaving tomorrow for our annual Kingfisher Charters trip. We got an awesome group going up.
Yeah.
We got good looking weather in our forecast.
Oh, looks really good. A little bit of rain, which is normal. Sitka sunshine, we call it.
When you say a little bit of rain, that's just what Sitka is.
Yeah,
it's not heavy rain. It's just it misty and it's, you know, it's gray and it's cool and it's nice and it's going to be a really, really good trip. Dallas and I are going.
Wind is not going to happen. That was predicted earlier.
You have been saying this since I remember, since I was 13 years old working in here, and it's always it's half of a joke, but it's totally serious, and that you've always said, if you don't like the weather in Sitka, just wait 15 minutes, you know, you're going to get something else. And about a week out, we were kind of looking at the weather forecast, and man,
when we were
down
at Rancho Leonero, it was like, uh-oh.
We were like hanging out at the pool drinking a margarita, we were looking at the Witty app, and it's like, uh-oh, man, we're in for it. 25, 27 knots every day, like, this is going to be a rough one. And we were even talking about, you know, like, oh, don't worry about it. You can fish on the inside. And he caught a big giant halibut on the inside. No problem. And, boy, as the days went on, just as you said, it has changed back and forth. And, man, knock on wood, it looks so good right now.
Hopefully it stays.
We hope so. We're going to have a great trip.
Well, you're going to have a great trip no matter what.
You're right, buddy.
Great. And Kingfish Charter is such a great job. I'm so jealous.
I wish you were coming.
Wish I was coming, too, for sure. But we are giving away a phenomenal prize today, right?
Yeah.
In honor of Kevin.
If you didn't hear the beginning of the show, this is a really fun one that we get to do, and it's through Maui Jim. It's our favorite sunglasses out there. We often give away what our favorite pairs of Maui Jim are. This one's a little bit different. You're going to get a gift card, and this card is good for absolutely any non-prescription pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. And it doesn't matter if you want a high-fashion woman's lens. It doesn't matter if you want a really lightweight sport frame or if you want some of the traditional great fishing glasses. Any frame you want, any lens you want, any color, and then as Pete mentioned earlier, it also is good for the My Maui feature, and My Maui basically allows you to customize a pair of glasses on the website. If a normal frame and glass option doesn't go together with My Maui, you can get it. If you want to add readers, which are so popular, you can do that too. You basically are going to get a tailor-made pair of Maui Jims at the end of the show today if you're the lucky caller. It's going to be so sweet.
And let me tell you, those readers, as we age and we need readers, are so nice in that sunglass. And you can get them 150, 200, 250. You can, and they basically disappear. You really don't even know they're there until you need them.
And you're getting them in Maui Jim glass lens, high rate polarized. They're just the best. They're the best glasses, and they're going to be, this is a really cool prize. We don't get to do this one very often, and someone is going to be very stoked at the end of the show. If you want to get your shot at that, just like Pete had mentioned before, 213-432-1090.
All right, time for the catch report.
You got it, man. Let's find out what's biting today. Our fishdope.com report is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, which we're going to talk about in just a second, and their famous tuna burgers, and that amazing poke kit. They're now open at their brand new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com, and there is some cool
things. This is a cool deal. Sean sent us this. They have a smoked cheese special because their smoked cheese is so popular because it's so good. Starting today until they sell out, which will happen pretty quickly, come make your own $6 for $30 cheese special. They make a special batch of Swiss and I'm not sure how you say it, Gure in limited amount, Gure, choose from Applewood Smoke, Gouda, Cheddar, Pepper Jack, Parmesan, Swiss, or Gruyere, and limited to one piece of Gruyere and Gouda per order, but you get six for $30.
That's
and
crazy,
that's
dude.
Until they sell out.
And these guys just do, it's, you know, that this is, they obviously smoked fish. Everybody knows about the, you know, the smoked fish that they do, but they do these smoked cheeses. It's so
they're
killer.
So good.
You're going to watch a ball game, you're going to hang out for the weekend, have a cold one, yeah. Some smoked fish and this cheese.
The smoked Gouda is insane. That's my favorite, yeah, for sure. Hey, let's talk to our private butter buddy, our fishdope.com reporter, Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Ricky, Kevin. Good show this morning. Lots of fun stuff there.
Thanks.
So, another interesting week of fishing here in Southern California. That relentless weather offshore has certainly made it a little tough, especially, you know, up north and way offshore there. But it's coming down along the beach, so that's good news. But, man, those poor guys trying to catch the sea bass up there at the Northern Channel Islands, they're just getting beat up for sure. And same thing at Nick, you know. Nick's got some interesting signal, but the guys really can't get there. The y'all's hanging around out there. Santa Barbara Island, it's right on the edge of the weather most of the time here. It's right on the edge today for sure. So there's boats heading that way. Hopefully they make it. There's been some signal on that good grade yellow out there in between the windstorms, so it'll be interesting to see what they find today. At Catalina, the yellow's there for sure. Biting some days, not so much on others. We need some stable weather for that, you know, the conditions at the island there to straighten out. And there's also been some really nice hits on tanker-grade sea bass, big boys, but definitely the nighttime is the right time for that sea bass fishing. Most of the guys have no idea this stuff's been around, but it's been biting a little bit. San Clemente Island, again, that weather's really been a big issue out there, and it's really a bummer because there was some nice signal on a sea bass there, finally. At the first part of the week there, backside west was the sector. Yellow is showing best scattered along the front, you know, mixed grade fish and quite a bit of schools there. But, you know, again, conditions just need to stabilize. And then offshore, no shorties of bluefin around. Holy cow. Some schools are that catchable size, thank God, because guys were making some decent scores. You know, and some guys did good and some guys not so much. But there's also plenty of schools and them great big boys, so you got to have your heavy tackle guys. They're biting the jigs at night, sinker rigs, and some straight fly line fish this week, more fly line fish. So it's all looking good, and it's close. There's fish, you know, the better upper area is the 302, and then the main area is that 371, 390, hidden bank like that, upper hidden. So it's relatively close, and the weather's improving, and I would guess today's going to be a really big day on the turning grounds.
Oh, yeah, and looks like an okay week next week, too. It's after the big blow. It's time to take your parked boat and get out there and go catch some bluefin, right?
Yeah, go catch some bluefin, and you know what? I haven't heard much about it, but I did yesterday a little bit. Swordfish are starting to show just a little bit. So
That's
going to be a whole other developing fishery to be talking about. I haven't heard any of marlin reports yet, but with this cold water, I'm not surprised. But definitely a little bit of swordfish around, too, so. Yeah, no shortage of stuff to do, guys. Time to go fishing.
Yeah, and of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys have had such a great job keeping that going and making it happen over there. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And, Mark, how do we find you for the world's greatest bait tanks?
Well, Pete, that's kind of an interesting question. And we had that conversation yesterday about that exact thing.
Right.
You know, I was talking to some people, and I've got this beautiful tabletop in my store, the famous Marlin bar that our friend John Anders made the teak trim and carved a beautiful Marlin in it for me. And we've over the years done a lot of deals leaning on that tabletop. So we were having some interesting conversations on that subject. So to answer your question, where we're going to be for this week, we're still anchored there at the corner of Bolles Chica and Edinger by the Chevron station. But, you know, conditions might be changing. We might be getting ready to reset, make a little move. You know, we'll see.
I like that.
We might have more information here next week, so stay tuned, guys.
All right. Stay tuned to that. Okay. All right. Cool. Well, that's exciting news.
Good job, Mark.
Yeah. And I'm anxiously awaiting my new bait tank too. I'm pretty excited. It's almost here.
Yeah. It's, I imagine I'm going to be picking that up on Monday and, we'll put some serious effort into getting your accessories made and get that to you here. So, man, we might have a lot to talk about next week.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Mark. Well, that's fantastic. Sure appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you next Saturday with all the big news.
You know, there's going to be big news of one sort or another.
Okay, all right.
I absolutely guarantee that.
So, all right, great.
Yeah, there's seriously a lot of fish around, guys. It is definitely time to go.
All right. For sure. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate that very much. While we're waiting for Marcos, I want to mention today, from 5 to 9, is the big Ohana event. It's the fundraiser for CCA at the Portuguese Hall here in Point Loma in San Diego. Live music and dance, food and drink, live auction, silent auction, a lot of great prizes to give away. So if you want to go, you can just show up at the door and buy a ticket right at the door, or you can go online and buy a ticket at CCA California. But that starts at 5 and goes till 9. It's a great event. CCA California, it's the annual fundraiser for San Diego. And
lots of prizes.
Be sure to check it out.
Yeah, give me a fun one.
Tonight from 5 to 9 at Portuguese Hall. So let's go ahead and continue with the catch report.
You got it, man. Let's head to C4 Sport Fishing over in Mission Bay. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4?
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Well, no surprise. Good fishing continued through this week. Nice, similar to what we've been seeing, you know, the last month plus here.
So
nice
cool.
Mix of bluefin, some yellowtail on those overnights. San Diego, still catching yellowtail, a little bit of bonita in the mix, some bluefin. A little tougher on those full days to see the bluefin, but again, the fact that they're even catching bluefin on the full day is always a good thing. And honestly, we've talked about this last few weeks here. There's a wide variety on the sizes of those fish. The Aztec actually called in right before I came on there with you guys, and they have 29 bluefin on boat in that 20 to 30-pound range.
Okay.
And then we heard a report from the Polaris Supreme earlier. They're on, I believe, the last day of their three-day. They had 40 bluefin up to 160 pounds.
Ooh.
So that's kind of the story here. You're seeing fish from 20 pounds, maybe even, you know, 15 pounds up to 200-plus pounds on there. So when you're going on these trips, you definitely need to have the right gear. And talking to all those guys, there's been a lot of heartbreak out there for guys that go out there. You know, they hook in that big bluefin on 25-pound test and just lose it right away. So definitely call in, double-check, check the Internet. You can follow us on social media. We're pretty much Seaport Landing everywhere. We're constantly posting updates there. Make sure you have the right gear for these trips. So it's one day, is a day and a half, the full days, all seeing good bluefin fishing there. And, again, 30 and 50 pounds, a good baseline. If you have something heavier, definitely bring that with you. But all around good fishing there. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Those full days, San Diego's almost booked up through the month here, man. They're booking out way ahead of time. So definitely make reservations early for those. We're adding those one days and day and a half as fast as we can there when boats are available. You can make your reservations straight online. You can give us a call at the office here, and we're going to get you guys out there fishing because, Peter, I'm going to guess you're going to get some good use out of your bait tank because this fishing doesn't look like it's going to slow down here at all.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
No
it looks
doubt.
Like it's going to be going for a while for sure. We're ready for that.
And, hey, if you can't get out there for that full day or you just want to get on the water for a little bit, the half day is still very good fishing. Some nice calico bass on there, good bottom fishing. Those twilight trips, man, they've been really popular bringing those back. Nice mix of calico bass on there. They had a halibut a couple nights ago there, good bottom fishing. And we actually had a Wednesday night trip, so that's Wednesday through Saturday. We do have a trip tomorrow night because we had a couple charters yesterday and tonight, so we're making sure everyone can get out there. And such a great trip. After work, just drive down, get on the boat, and get out there and catch some bass before you go home. So definitely check that out. If you have someone to fish in your life, dad maybe, he's got a holiday coming up here. We've got gift cards available. You can buy those gift cards, send them out there fishing. Go fishing with your dad. You know, it's always a good experience for everyone there. So lots of options for you guys. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. Always more than welcome to come down and visit. Check out the tackle shop there and all that stuff Dustin's talking about last week. Come by, say hi. And he's anxious to get back on the show. He said he wanted to be back there as soon as possible.
He did a great job. Yeah, we look forward to having him back for sure. Hey, thanks. Appreciate that very much, Marcos. And we will talk to you next Saturday. Who knows what's going to happen next Saturday,
what
right?
A great report, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it now. Someone's going to cash some bluefin between now and next Saturday.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Really going out on a limb there, Marcos.
Yeah, right.
Great. Thanks, Marcos.
Thanks, buddy. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch for today. Hey, Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Check out the Fish Pro series and that custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives. They're made from high carbon steel, which holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offer knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get the Fish Pro series available at Fisherman's Processing. Phones are absolutely packed up,
absolutely,
and lots
packed.
Of great text coming through.
Yeah.
Again, on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Lots of good text. I want to mention a great sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. You know, Kevin, West Coast Marine, great sponsors. They've been with us for a long time, and we sure appreciate all of our sponsors. But San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Rourke and his guys do such a great job. You know, it's summertime, and you're going to use that pool, but if you have kind of those unsightly stains on the tile and stuff like that, let Rourke come in there, do a safe and cleaning there. He's got a great deal. He always gives Let's Talk Hookup listeners a fantastic deal. So if your pool needs a little work on the tile, get those ugly hard water stains off of it. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning.com. They'll come out and make it look like new. So check them out for sure. This is an interesting text via the Let's Talk Hookup app that came in from Brad in San Clemente. Why does Parker still use marine grade plywood rather than covered cord fiberglass for their hulls? I think that's a very valid and good question.
The hulls are solid glass.
Solid glass.
They're not cord. And the only...
There's no plywood in the hull.
Not in the hull.
No.
No, the plywood is in the stiffeners,
yeah.
Longitudinal and the horizontal stiffeners, and it's all encapsulated in, you know, big, heavy, roving fiberglass. And
that's for strength, right?
That's for strength and rigidity. The deck is plywood, and it's pressure-treated plywood, 100% guaranteed for the life, and for no rot. And I know that... with the new ownership of Parker Offshore, there's new models in the making, and those new models are going to be with the more advanced technology now. I think they have a 26-foot bay boat type of inland boat waterway stuff, but it would work in the ocean here. For the bass guys, it's a big boat,
but they are
doing the foam stringers,
okay,
and the new technologies where they have a whole grid that goes in.
Oh, okay.
But I need to step in and just say, don't be afraid of an appropriately done wood and glass boat.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like a lot of boats that you ride, sport boats,
right,
are built that way.
Right.
I mean, that's don't be fearful that is a negative. What I want to
say. My Pacifica is a 1976, built in 1976. It's got a fiberglass hull, and it's got wood stringers encapsulated. And here it is, 42 years old, and it's still
Try and find a boat new that's as sound as that.
That's as sound as that, yeah.
Yeah.
And so that construction is tried and true.
Right.
Absolutely. And the reason is it's rigid and it doesn't break.
Yes.
And you look around at some of the all fiberglass stringers and stuff like that. I mean,
and they pull away.
There's issues.
Yeah, there's, and I've seen them from people that bring their boat in for service, and the stringers pull out, or the fiberglass tank is moved around. Not on
yeah.
a Parker,
yeah.
But in the 11 years that I've been the Parker dealer, I have not had one warranty claim on rot.
Not one.
Not one.
Not one.
Not one.
Wow.
What? I think this is a great text to follow that. This one is from Brian Wilson in San Clemente. He says, I've had a 2320 Parker for almost 20 years. My boat is a 1998, solid as can be, not one stress crack. Kevin has helped me out over the years. I wanted to read that part because it's so pointy to what we were talking about. I mean, things built like a tank in 20 years of perfect service. Now comes his question. My question is, the bilge under the pilot house, has anybody ever made a fish hold out of that space?
On a 2320, there's not that much. There's not that much space there, Brian.
Probably because there's such big fuel tanks.
No, because this is inside the
cabin, inside.
There's not a whole lot of depth there.
Yeah.
Because when you step down, there's only about maybe 14, 15 inches.
Yeah. Well, Brian catches a lot of fish. He needs more fish.
Brian,
get a bag.
Yeah, call me and we can talk about that.
Yeah. All right.
I know Brian. I've talked with him all the time.
Is that guy from the Beach Boys?
No.
Oh, different guy.
I just like that so much that there's a boat that the guy's had for 20 years and it's still kicking ass and no issues with it. So if you're worried about the wood in there, don't worry. You can put that to side.
Yeah. All right. Let's jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it, man. How about this time we talked to Rich? He called us from Camarillo this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, gentlemen. Got two questions. One is, what options can be installed at the factory on the Parkers? Specifically, underwater lights, and also electronics. Do you have your choice of what electronics can be put on the boat?
Parker does have those options available. The underwater lights, I don't think are the highest of quality. I kind of discourage against those. I've had a couple of them warranted. They're just little rectangular lights. I like to get the big round ones, bronze base that Lumitech makes.
And that you can have that installed as an option
and
here.
We can install that here. As far as electronics, they have a kind of entry-level electronic stuff, and it's Garmin. It's not... when they first come out with the pricing, it's probably good pricing about the current stuff. But as we progress, there might be new equipment that would be more appropriate. They install it and they don't give us an option of where we place stuff on the dash. And we like to have the screen as high as possible, and the Yamaha gauges are in a different location. We like to relocate them. And we still have to mount the transducer, which Parker doesn't. So 90% of them don't get those types of options from Parker, and we do this stuff at our offices,
okay.
Whether it's Garmin or Furuno or Simrad or, you know, any of those, we can
whatever
install that. Yeah,
I know Rick and I have a liking for the Simrad because what I like about Simrads is so easy to use.
Totally.
I mean, and
reliable.
But that being said, when you put in, and Kevin will attest to this, when you put in a fish finder, just as important as what you're using is also that transducer. You got to put in a really good transducer, right, Kevin?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Airmar makes most of the transducers.
Through hulls.
Yeah. And all of their stuff that we do is all through hulls.
And you know which one to get.
Yeah, you can get a low frequency, a medium frequency, or a high wide frequency transducer. So you can do two of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different options.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Electronics is...
It's come a long way,
and it's fun.
It's just crazy how easy that Simrad system is to learn. You know what I mean? It's so touchscreen, user-friendly. I love it.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Scott Sherman is here. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, morning. Morning, guys. Morning, Kevin. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
Good. I was out on the Parker yesterday, took a couple friends who were in town out for a quick session and went down to the islands in the rock pile, had some good fishing on the lingcod, and got to the islands. It was a lot of barracuda and bonita, that kind of stuff. No yellows, but the boat did wonderful as always. And I just had a quick question. My horn went out on me. Where would you suggest picking up a new horn and what type and those kind of things?
I think I just replace it with what was there. That dual trumpet horn, I think West Marine has them.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably swallowed a little bit of salt water, and, you know, it's
not that hard to replace.
No.
Yeah. No. Even Sherm could replace it?
I think he would be able to. Yeah. He's a pretty talented guy.
Yeah.
And he just, for listeners, Scott has one of the 2510s that we talked about earlier. That Express model.
Yeah.
The walk around Express model, and I know he loves that style of boat.
Oh, that style of boat. I think a lot of guys like the Pilot House, but I really like that walk around Cuddy. I mean, the helm is a little bit back towards the middle of the boat, so you don't bounce around as much. You don't step down into that cabin area, and then when you are in the captain's chair and you turn around, you know, check out your spread or see what the guys are doing. It's a wide open view, and it's easy to get out of the chair and run back, grab a rod, do whatever you need to do without having the Pilot House. And if you put up the isinglass, it's a dry ride the entire time. You never feel any wind or water or anything else. It's just an awesome boat. I can't say enough about it. And the work that you've done with me to help dial it in the way I want, and if there's any issues, you're always Johnny on the spot, ready to take care of your customers. I just want to say what a pleasure it is to work with you guys.
Well, thank you very much, Scott.
All right. Thank you. Of course, if you want insurance, snap insurance through Scott, right?
Yeah. We go to Scott.
Yeah.
Yep. We've been writing a bunch of it lately, so it's all a good thing. And I appreciate the relationship with you as well, Pete. Appreciate it.
All right. Great job, Sherm. Thanks, Sherm. Appreciate that very much. And always fun to get out on the boat.
No doubt. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, more great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us a VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with six companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website at danawharf.com or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking Parker Boats with Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine.
Yeah, been a busy, busy show. A lot of texts, a lot of great questions, and we're learning a lot about boating and Parker Boats. And so let's ask the question. Nobody's asked this question.
Oh, tell me. What do we got?
If I want one, when do I get one?
Right now,
a new one, like custom order.
Yeah, a new one. If we were to order a boat now, it'd be a 2022 model.
Okay.
Okay, which normally come out in September, October, November.
Okay.
But I have pricing on a couple of them, the 2320 being the main one, and I have orders that I've already put in the bank or in the system that are sold orders, and they're going to get priority when they start scheduling the new model year. Mm-hmm. And some of those boats, they could get laid up in glass in the mold, you know, in July.
Mm-hmm.
And these boats that I have are going to be the first ones built because they're sold units. I've got deposits on them and anticipating the maybe August for the smaller boats, but really it's probably going to be September, October. And then they're going to stretch out the rest of the year. You know, we have, as the rest of the world knows, and everybody in the United States knows, there's problems with supplies right now. You know, everybody's behind.
Yeah.
And that's true for, you know, Yamaha engines even.
Right.
You know, getting those. So, fortunately, Parker's, you know, huge, and they get probably the lion's share, you know,
of
the engines. And then, you know, the rest of the supply chain, like the dealers, like our dealership up in Costa Mesa or down here, they're hard to get engines.
Yeah.
They get allocated to manufacturers first.
Yeah. Well, so the best thing to do is just call, and you'll do the best you can to get somebody a boat ASAP.
Yes.
That's the whole
deal. And it's just, I got to write it out.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, just a fact of life right now.
Right now, it's a fact of life.
Yeah. But don't wait.
Don't wait, because it's
only
going
to get worse.
It's
only
going to get, the timeline's going to stretch out.
Right, okay. Hey, Bob Castro is on the line. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys. First thing I want to do is thank you guys for having Bob Dawson on. I picked up the trip insurance for my five upcoming Baja trips from him. They were very professional, very good.
Yes, Bob is amazing.
Yeah.
Dawson Insurance Services.
And then I got a question for Kevin. Is on a 2320 that we're fishing, we'd like to put a tuna tower on. How big of a deal is that?
It's not a big deal at all. We do them often. Do you want it with throttle controls and that kind of steering up top, or just observation?
No. Basically for an observation. And do you guys build them, or do I have to have it built and then taken to you guys to install?
No, you could. I have a local fabricator up in Costa Mesa area that builds my towers. And
is this the same railing guy?
No, a different guy. This is Fishing Boats Unlimited.
Okay.
But they have kind of a jig or a pattern for the 23, what the roof looks like, and they can pre-bend, you know, the hoop part and fabricate most of everything, and then it's the final fitting is going to be just the feet that land on the deck and the installation of that. So
that's perfect.
Yeah. So I, you know, right now I know that they're backed up. Again, it's a supply problem with the pipe, the anodized pipe that they use. They've warned me that the next batch is going to be aluminum tubing that is not anodized, so we're going to have to send it stuff out for powder coating.
Yeah. Powder coated.
Yeah.
I've seen you guys build everything from just a basic belly hoop to stand on to, you know, utilizing coolers as a seat to full-on custom towers, seating, backrest, rod holders, you know, tops up top, steering controls. I mean, you guys can do anything that's
folding, you know, so they're out of the way going down the freeway or into the gas station.
Doing this for 11 years, you've seen it all, done it all, and you know the sources of getting it done right.
Yeah, and, you know, I didn't invent it. The customers come in and say, hey, can we do this? Well, that's a great idea.
Why not?
Let's figure it out. Let's figure out how.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Bob, appreciate the call this morning. Thanks a lot.
All right,
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy. I had a great text come through. This one says, my wife and I are scuba divers and absolutely love our 2510. She had two requirements before we bought the boat. That was to have a toilet and to have a hot shower. What are the chances of hooking up a hot water shower to the 2510? Have you ever done this before?
They make portable showers or portable hot water shower things. I think West Marine has them.
Okay.
We've never hooked one up to a boat yet, but I know other people have.
They do. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's doable. You go back to the good old black bags and hang them from that rod, your rocket launchers.
I've researched it for surfing and stuff like that. And, you know, it's very doable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's fresh water on the boat. So there is a source for fresh water that could be plumbed into the hot water heater system.
What if somebody bought a new boat and they said, I want you to put a hot water system in for me? Do you do that kind of thing?
Yeah.
I do
exactly what we're talking
about.
Exactly
the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Great.
I dig it.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. This time we're going to talk to John, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask Kevin his thoughts on different trailer materials, aluminum versus galvanized steel.
You know, that's a great question.
Mm-hmm.
That enters into a lot of people's curiosity of what works the best. I have a personal preference for galvanized steel trailers because they're stiff and they don't bounce down the road, especially in the heavier boats. I towed down a 2320 this morning and gave it to a guy on the launch ramp, and it was a pleasure to drive down here. Aluminum trailers have a tendency to flex, mm-hmm. and I just get kind of, you know, chills up my spine seeing that flex down the freeway. And
they're okay. They work.
They work.
Fine,
no, they work.
But it's just after you drive so many miles with a galvanized trailer, it's just a different feel.
It's a different feel. And so the aluminum trailers right now are about half again as much.
Are they?
For a galvanized steel trailer.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if you want to save some money on your trailer, how about longevity?
Well, the galvanized trailer won't rust. It will oxidize, so it'll turn, you know, grayish.
Right.
The steel trailer eventually will rust in different spots.
What about the aluminum trailer?
The aluminum, it just oxidizes.
Oxidizes,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so there's no rust on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just it turns gray kind of.
Right.
The other thing too is if you get a aluminum trailer and it doesn't have any load guides or anything, it's just aluminum trailer, the trailer tends to float because you got a dual axle.
Oh, okay.
You got dual axle trailers and wheels, and sometimes they tend to float.
A lot of flotation in those tires?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
Okay. Oh, so it's harder to get the boat off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But the one I did yesterday, it had load guides that were on it.
Yeah.
For
enough to help kind of weigh
it down. And those were made out of galvanized steel.
So you prefer galvanized trailers, but if you want to save some money, aluminum trailer is an option.
Or, you know, towing weight.
Towing weight is another option.
They're going to be a little bit less weight.
Yeah.
And that might make a difference in your capacity of your vehicle to tow.
All right. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Had a great text come through. This one says, a question about used Parkers. My son and I are debating on buying new versus used and what to look for on an older Parker. The example that we're using is a close friend of ours bought an early 90s 21-center console, got a great deal, but had to remove the gas tank and put a new one in, and it was a $7,000 in total repair. Maybe what is the oldest boat we can consider, or does the West Coast Sales do any pre-inspections on their used boats? A couple of great questions from Cliff and Wasson Valley.
Yeah, the issue with those old boats and with any of the boats is that you cannot get salt water in on the top of the tank. It will migrate down underneath through the foam that locks it in, and eventually they'll rot out.
Mm-hmm.
When I do get used boats in on my lot, the buyer has an option to hire a marine surveyor to give his professional opinion on what shape things are. It's very difficult to tell.
Yeah.
But if you stick your head in the portholes that the inspection hatches and smell, if you smell any odor, gas odor, then I walk away from it because there's something leaking someplace.
Mm-hmm.
It's not generally a hose connection, you know, from the fill down to the tank or the vent. It's generally a pinhole someplace.
Mm-hmm.
It might be on top of the tank. And those tanks, you know, they're good for 10, 15 years at if they're taken care of.
Yes.
Those inspection hatches that are on top of the tank, there's two of them, and they need to be cleaned off. It's part of the maintenance.
Yeah.
They need to be cleaned out, and that neoprene O-ring, that needs to be cleaned off and then maybe re-greased or put some Vaseline on it.
Uh-huh.
And then put it back down and keep the water out of there.
Man, that's good info.
Yeah.
That's really good info. That's something that I need to do, too, you know, because it's so easy to not think about that, but you're right. I mean, anything that you can do to keep anything off of that fuel tank.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Hope that helps you out. Appreciate the text. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
Sounds good. They're standing by. Kevin in Escondido is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Kevin. Exactly. We might have lost Kevin. How about Bruce in Pacific Beach? Bruce, you still hanging with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good morning, Bruce.
Hello?
Hi, Bruce.
Good morning. I got a question, I guess, for Rock Cod Rick. I want to take my son, my grandson, rock cod fishing. Would it be best to go on a half-day boat or the twilight boat? And are jigs good to use for them?
Jigs could certainly be good to use for them. And I think for rock cod, you would probably be better off going on the half-day trip. That fish just, for whatever reason, doesn't make any sense to me because it's in such low light anyways. But Those rock cod don't tend to bite all that well in the dark, at least not as good. So if it were me, I would try and go on a half-day trip. I really like twilight fishing. It's a lot of fun, and the afternoon bass bite on the twilight is some of the best around. But if you guys are wanting to catch rock cods, I would do the half-day trip. And, yeah, and if you were looking for a jig, I would do a Colt Sniper, like a 100-gram or 120-gram Colt Sniper, or maybe one of those Lucanus jigs. Those would be some of your better bets doing the rock cod thing if you want to catch them on the jigs.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Charlie from San Juan Capistrano says, I love my 2320 Pilot House all, but one thing that I don't like is the bench seat in the cabin as my passengers slide back into one another when cruising speed. Are there any options to stop that? So, in other words, they're sitting in the bench seat.
Yeah, this is on our 2320?
2320, yeah.
And it's Charlie?
Yeah.
Charlie, I have done two bucket seats on a 2320.
That side-by-side?
Side-by-side. So there are two bucket seats in front, and then there was a seat, inward-facing single seat behind the port side captain's chair that we put in.
Oh, okay.
And it was quite a project. I ended up using some takeoff equipment off of another boat, off another Parker, to make it all work. But now he sits three,
and they all have seats.
They're all in seats.
That's
the,
nice.
The only drawback is that the port side helm seat or the pilot house seat is a little close to the windshield. It still worked. It still rotated around, but it's set further forward than the regular helm seat. Yeah.
Okay.
The only negative to that too is there's, if I remember right, there's really good storage while having that bench seat, right?
Yeah.
So you'd eliminate all that storage.
But
you could call John Anders and have him create stuff for you.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. But on that boat that I'm talking about, we did have a storage box that the inward facing seat sat on top of. So there was a little bit of storage. So we kind of traded.
And okay. You might even just go the route of figuring out via upholstery and put some side bolsters in there just to kind of help keep you in the, you know, instead of having one long bench, you have a bench with an armrest that kind of locks your two people, two passengers in or something.
And that's the advantage of having your own boat. Is
exactly.
You can customize it the way you want it. And that's the advantage of being a Parker.
I'd say
right?
To fix it. You get a beanbag. It's the most comfortable spot to ride in anyway.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Put some Velcro on your... That'll keep you from sliding.
That works. Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. I got a real quick text that I just thought was so good because we were talking about trailers, aluminum, and galvanized. This one was from Brett in Huntington Beach. Can I get a fifth-wheel trailer for my 25 Parker?
Wow.
You see several of those, you know, big center consoles are commonly getting towed with, you know, gooseneck-style trailers.
Right.
Have you ever seen one for a 25?
I haven't.
Okay.
No.
But anything's possible, though.
Absolutely.
Talk to Pacific Trailers or something,
Pacific Trailer or, you know, West Coast Trailers.
Yeah. See what they say.
Right on.
Right.
Well, with that, let's then jump back in, and we're going to talk to Mark. Mark's calling us from Santee this morning. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
What's up, buddy?
I got two questions. One, how many boats can you pump out of West Coast Marine, and do you plan on expanding?
Is this sales for boats? Is
so selling boats, or are you talking about service?
Yeah, selling boats. Selling.
Yeah. Well, I could certainly. Pump out more than I have.
Many as you can get, right?
Because I've been held back by not being able to get boats. So, you know, two a month I think I can handle pretty easily. And I can just hire another guy and we could get, you know, get three a month out of this.
Sure.
You know, on average.
Yeah. All right.
But, you know, it's getting the product right now.
Getting the product,
is the issue.
Because it's high demand.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot for the call, this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got that Maui Jim gift card good for absolutely any pair of Maui Jim's non-prescription lens. When we come back, we got it. You're coming your way. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. All right, it's time. The big winner of those Maui Jim gift card for any pair of Maui Jim sunglasses going to Mo in Vista. Mo, congratulations.
Oh, what a lucky guy.
Mo is stoked, man. Mo is a happy camper for sure.
Oh, God, I tried to get my name in on that one.
Yeah, really. So, Kevin, great show, man. So many texts and questions and so many calls that we just couldn't get to, and we thank everybody for participating. And the best thing to do is, Kevin is so accessible. He is like the nicest guy in the world, and he's so knowledgeable. Best to just give you a call, right?
Give me a call.
Yeah.
Our website is westcoastmarine.com.
Okay.
My email is kevin@westcoastmarine.com.
Okay, that's easy.
And my phone number, which is my cell, is 949 area code 735-5759.
Say that again.
949-735-5759. That's probably the easiest way, but the other ways work too.
Okay. You or Kyle?
Yeah, and I just want to mention that I've been doing this all by myself for 10 years,
yeah.
And I hired a guy super knowledgeable on bay fishing and all this kind of stuff, and his name is Kyle Meza.
Okay.
So we can get a hold of him, too, and he might be able to help you out. So if you call me, I might have him, you know, return the call and do that kind of stuff. Super nice
knowledgeable,
guy.
Yeah. And in the meantime, if you want to visit either location, why don't you give us the details?
The one in San Diego is on Marina Boulevard in the Mission Bay area,
right
by the gun shop there.
Right.
And then ours is up in Costa Mesa, Newport Beach, 1555 Newport Boulevard, which is like the 55 freeway turns into Newport Boulevard, goes down towards the Coast Highway. We're on the right-hand side before you get to the Coast Highway.
sales and service at both locations. Phenomenal service. Your Yamaha, and they just do Yamaha?
Just do Yamaha.
Just do Yamaha service. Okay.
Yeah, cool. Only the best.
Only the best. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate that. Thanks for your time. And thank you very much for your time out there. Thanks to Christian for manning the phones. And, of course, all the duties on the board there. And thanks to Adam, our app man extraordinaire. Sure appreciate that. Tomorrow morning on Let's Talk Hookup, John Ireland from Rancho Leonero will be here. Corey will be here co-hosting as Ricky's on his way to Kingfisher Charters. Good luck on that trip.
Thanks,
Ricky.
Boys.
And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., with John Ireland from Rancho Leonero and Corey Sandin. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.